very blessed to have the programs that we have here, and we were at a church in Georgia, and what they do for their kids on Wednesday night, they let their kids ride the roller coaster and play on the playgrounds, and that doesn't teach kids anything about the Bible. It entertains them, and we're not in an entertaining business for our kids. And you see the product of our kids, and when they get to the youth department, they're still growing and things like that. And we're very blessed. Thank you, Brother David, Miss Leah, for your time that you give all you workers, Sunday school workers. Everybody has a hand in our kids from Sunday to Wednesday, whatever day it may be. Thank you for that. Thankful for our Christian school now. We're building a foundation here. And if we don't teach these kids, we're going to lose, and we're going to keep losing people in churches. And so thank you very much for all the workers. Psalm 127, I'll only be about 5 minutes if you give me that time. Psalm 127, a very familiar verse that we find when dealing with children. And is it on now? You have to turn the other thing on. That's my bad. Everybody's asleep. Y'all didn't see me. I forgot to turn it on. Psalm 127, we'll get down to the last few verses, and that's what we'll be just kind of focusing on, because it is about kids. Tonight is about our kids, and I love what Mrs. Tanya said about Ethan being out of the, going into the youth department. Poor Ethan. I love Ethan. He's such a good kid. He gets picked on a lot, but we love him. Except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. In vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he that giveth his belongeth sleep. Verse 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Verse 4 and 5, what I want to look at just for a moment. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. We always use that whenever we see people with a lot of kids. But I want us to get the context of what it's talking about. It's not necessarily talking about a man with a lot of kids. It's talking about a man who has the arrows. And we're going to talk about that tonight. But they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. So verse 4 again, as arrows children, of course, are as arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. By the way, children of the youth is very important in this verse because children of the youth are pliable. We are taking these children that are from various ages and they're still in that pliable age. A lot of us that are older, we're not pliable anymore. And so what do? We teach them the Word of God, and they become errors. There's three things about errors I'll give you. I try not to give points tonight, but I couldn't help it. That's just who I am. I don't apologize for it, but that's just kind of how it happens. Number one, we need strong errors. Strong errors. Errors that don't break underneath the pressure. As these kids learn these verses, it strengthens them. It gives them a foundation. As we teach them in Sunday school, we're making these kids strong, what? In the Lord. Not in their own might, but strong errors. That's what he's talking about, as errors are in the hand of a mighty man. When they pull back, if you use any kind of bows, compound bows or something, you're using 70 to 80 pounds of pressure, and you're shooting that bow. If that arrow is not a strong arrow, if it's a cheap arrow, sometimes they'll bust on impact. Sometimes they cannot withstand the force that is behind them being shot. By the way, I believe this about our Master Club, about our Sunday school program, about our Christian school, is that we're taking these children, these arrows, and we're making them strong in the Lord, so when they go into this world, they're able to stand. And with all, they're going to stand. And we're building their foundation. We see that, number two, these are straight arrows. These straight arrows. When the mighty men would use these arrows, one thing they would always look for is straightness. By the way, there's not a lot of straight arrows left anymore. And that could go a couple of different ways. Straight arrows know the right direction. And they're led by the Word of God. The Word of God, the Bible says that God directs our paths. That He orders our steps. Matter of fact, when John the Baptist came on scene, he said he came to make the Lord's way straight. By the way, these kids, we want these kids to go straight. We want these kids to know what they believe, why they believe it, and not just because the preacher, Brother Obenauer, told them to. But they know the Word of God. These kids are straight when they're being shot out of the mighty man. Sometimes parents, we let them go, don't we? I hadn't let none of mine go yet. We're always going to have Bailey, so I'm going to have that comfort of knowing that one of mine's always going to be home. She's not going to be able to drive anymore. She's on too high doses of epilepsy medicine, so we're a little sad about that. But anyway, that's an inside joke. That's cruel, but it's, you know, that's how we do. But you think about when you pull that arrow back, and if that arrow has a bow in it, and I've shot arrows many times. I'm no good at it. But I remember one time I found an arrow out in the field. I'd shot many months before, set out in the sun. It had a little bow in it. Well, I didn't think it'd affect the way I shot. But can I tell you, it did. When I pulled that compound bow back and I shot that arrow and it was going like this, I'll tell you what, it didn't hit the mark. And as parents, when you let go of your kids as arrows, you want them to go straight. You want them to follow the Lord. Amen. That's what I want to do. I hope whenever Victor, he graduated out of the school, he's been through Master Club, he's been through the youth department, he's been through Sunday school. I hope that now we're releasing him into a weird world, I mean, California, and we let him go. We hope he stays straight. Some of y'all get that anyway. He'll get that later on. But when he goes, he knows what he believes, why he believes it, and they build upon that foundation because he'd been taught in Master Club. He'd been taught in Sunday school. He'd been taught by his parents. He'd been taught by Brother Ladd and all these people that have had a hand in his life, and so is with our kids. When we let them go, we want them to go straight. We want them to not veer to the right, to the left. We want them to stay on the path that God has for them. By the way, you know what happened to the Galatians? They got blown away by every wind of doctrine that came along. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, how soon have you been removed?" They swerved and they went off track. Why? Because the foundation was wrong. And something I love about our church is that we focus on our kids and in the Bible, getting our kids in the Bible. I don't know how many, Brother David could probably tell us how many scripture that if a person goes from Master Club from beginning to the end, I don't know how many thousands of verses they would know. It's thousands, but of verses that our kids would have memorized. You know what that does? That lets our kids remain a straight arrow. And by the way, the Word of God will do that. Then we see the last thing. We need sharp arrows. And by the way, you can shoot a bow all day long and shoot an arrow, but if that arrow is not sharp, it's not going to do what it's intended to do. And by the way, the Word of God says, iron sharpeneth iron. You let your kids hang around other kids that are Christians. You let them sharpen each other, but also the Bible says that the Word of God is sharp. It's sharpening any two-edged sword, that the Word of God is a sharp word, and our kids need to be sharp. Why? Because they need to go out into this dark world and pierce holes into this darkness and let light shine through. Our kids need to be sharp with the Word of God, and they need to know what they believe and why they believe it. I can't say that enough, is that it's not just enough to know what you believe, it's why you believe it. Pastor says that all the time, and it's so true. You need to know why you believe in the blood atonement. You need to know why these things. Some of these kids hadn't got to that age yet. But I love our Master Club. I love our Sunday school programs. And I love our school. You know why? Because we're teaching these kids to be sharp kids through what? Through the Word of God. And I think tonight I would just encourage you. I'm done. I would like to take this moment of invitation, Brother Tim, if y'all want to come on forward. If you want to stand tonight. I just want to invite you to come to this altar and pray for our kids. Because I'm telling you what, if the devil's after anybody, he's after our children. He's after them in every facet and every way. And today, like I've never seen before, whether they're in public school, Christian school, wherever your kids may be, I think we ought to take this time tonight, come around these altars and pray for these kids. I'm telling you what, folks, if these kids are not arrows that we can shoot out into this world, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to lose our churches. We're going to lose our Bibles. We're going to lose a lot of things that we stand for today, but it comes with this next generation being raised in the right manner, in the right way, and letting them be arrows that we can shoot out as a mighty man and let them do what God's intended them to do. God intends for these kids to go out into a lost world and to reproduce themselves, reproduce Christians, winning souls. And if they're not arrows that can go out there and do that, I'm telling you, we're going to lose this next generation. And so tonight, I'm going to pray, and then if you want to, I'd like for us to just come down tonight and let's pray for our kids. Let's pray for our kids. I'm telling you, the devil's trying to get in. And if the devil can get in and grab your kids, he can make you miserable. I'm telling you, he can ruin a family just like that. And so I think it's us praying that God put a hedge about our family. So I'm going to pray, and then if you'll come down, and we'll have a moment of invitation. Father, we thank you for Master Clubs. We thank you for our Sunday school program. We thank you for our Christian school. Lord, we thank you for our parents that teach their kids. God, and I thank you tonight for my children that you've given to me, God. And Lord, I want a quiver full of arrows that I can shoot into this world, God. And Lord, I know that they'll hit their mark, God. Wherever you lead them, they'll follow. And Lord, we ask tonight, Lord, as we come and we pray for our kids, and Lord, we just pray a hedge about them. We pray, dear God, that you would just be with them in such a special way today, God, as we see the devil, Lord, just seems that he's having a heyday today. Lord, I pray that you put a hedge about our children. Lord, we pray that you protect them. And I pray that you guide and direct them, Lord. Thank you for our church and what it stands for with our children. Lord, we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. As Brother Tim begins to sing hymn
161.